It's the St. Oswald's podcast, St. Podswald's, for Safer Internet Day 2022, with Mr. Hilton and the iVengers.
Hi, I'm Eve and I'm in year six.
I'm Ottilie and I'm in year six.
I'm Sebastian and I'm in year four.
I'm Daisy and I'm in year four.
I'm Isabelle and I'm in year three.
I'm Harry and I'm in year three.
I'm Holly and I'm in year five.
I'm Oliver and I'm in year five.
We've been asked by Mrs. Wood to have a bit of a chat about how we use the internet. Because Tuesday is Safer Internet Day. I hope it's Tuesday. I'm pretty sure it's Tuesday. We're going to be exploring respect and relationships online. I'm asking you guys, what does it mean? And as I've said to you before we pressed record, it doesn't mean getting a boyfriend or a girlfriend online, which you can do, of course, but it's about exploring how we look after each other, how we interact with each other, how we get on online. So I'm going to open it up to you guys. What are the best things about the internet? What are the best things about using the internet? What do we enjoy most?
I like searching up things and finding out new things, and I also like playing with my friends on my games.
What games do you like to play?
I like to play this like all-in-one game called Roblox.
I like an online game. I'm pretty terrible at FIFA.
I like FaceTiming because I have some friends that live in London, but I can't see anymore.
I like FaceTiming too because you can get some really cool effects when you're videoing. It's really funny. Where you can like make words appear and like say hi and stuff. It's really cool.
You can play video games.
What video games do you like to play?
Minecraft, FIFA.
We'll have to play FIFA sometime.
Yeah.
I warn you.
But you just said you were bad.
I warn you. That's what I was going to say. I warn you, I'm not very good at FIFA. So it might be a bit one-sided. We talked a little bit about how we use the internet, the positives of using the internet. What are our worries about being online? What worries us?
That you could get, like, scammed and hacked. Your account can get, like, deleted. You lose all your stuff that you put money into.
Someone could pretend to be someone they're not. If you, they could ask you for like personal information.
And what are the dangers of that? Surely you want to share everything about you on the internet now? Is that not a good idea?
No.
Why not?
Because they could hack you and then steal all your stuff.
They could use that information, couldn't they, to pretend to even be you?
So if you want to play a game and somebody says they're like your friend, but then when they try and help you on their game, they actually make you lose by telling you the advice you're not meant to do.
What's that known as there, where people are giving you the wrong information, trying to lead you down the wrong path, trying to trip you up on games like that? Are they trolls?
Yeah.
What's an internet troll? And if that's not trolling, what is an internet troll?
Some people online can feel way too powerful, and that of course they think that they're not never going to see this person in real life. So why don't we just be like mean to them? And then they're way too like powerful, and they think they can do anything.
That's a really good point, and that's one of the things I was going to come on to next. We're exploring respect and relationships online. I've got a few statements here that I'm going to read out to you. The real test about whether you should say it or post it online, I was always told it's like the billboard test. Would you want what you've posted online posted on a massive billboard outside your house? If you wouldn't want what you've said online posted on this massive billboard, then the chances are what you've said is not particularly nice. Now, in all your classrooms, you've got displays, haven't you?
Yes.
So you've got lots of lovely work that you've done on your classrooms, on your walls.
Yes.
Would you like some nasty comments that you have made on the internet posting on those displays for the whole class to see?
No.
Would you say it in real life?
No.
Yeah, some people will say things like that online. So imagine I've painted my bedroom. Not particularly the best painter, but imagine I've painted my bedroom and I've posted a picture of the beautifully coloured wall that I painted. I posted it online. And I've got a comment here on it after I've done my painting. Literally the ugliest colour I have ever beheld, but okay. What do we think to that?
It's probably going to hurt your feelings and it's probably not true.
Hmm. Harry, if I took you into that room and I showed you the wall and I said, what do you think to that? What do you think to the job I've done? Would you tell me that it's literally the ugliest colour you've ever seen, but okay?
I would say it would be okay.
Yeah, because you wouldn't want to hurt my feelings, would you? What do you think, Ollie?
I would say if you like it, you can have it.
But the one thing that you wouldn't do is you wouldn't tell me to my face that you hated it or that it was the ugliest colour you've ever seen. Yet some people will still do that online. So if we behave how we would behave in person, online, then we should be in a much better position. I've got one for you, Ottilie. So I've done a little bit of a performance online now. Done a video of myself doing a bit of acting. Again, I'm not the best actor. I wasn't the best painter. I'm not the best actor. And here's the comment I got on my video. That was such cringingly bad acting. What do you think? Would you post that?
No. Because it might not be true. And people only post stuff that to make people feel bad because they're too scared to say it face to face.
Absolutely. Why would people post something like that? What reason can you think of?
To hurt your feelings, to make you feel bad about yourself.
People might say bad stuff about that, and then the person who's said mean stuff to someone else could then feel sad.
You could be a good actor, they could just be jealous.
That's a reason why some people can say some hurtful things. So I've got another one. Last one for you. I've done a little bit of a tour of my house on a video, taking everybody around all the rooms, showing everybody what's going on in my house. And I've got a comment on it. Can you guess if it's a nice or a nasty comment? What do you think?
Nasty.
You guys are learning. This video is pointless. Nobody cares what you're saying.
I think that won't be very fair because why would you ever say that if... Maybe it's because you just want really love that house, but they just want to show and want people to like their house more.
Mm. If I said to you, what did you do this weekend? And you started to tell me, and I interrupted you and said, actually, I don't care what you're saying. Would I ever say that in real life?
No.
Would anybody who you know say that in real life?
No.
They wouldn't, would they? Because it's rude. So why do people say that online? Why do people feel brave enough? It's like you were saying, Holly, people feel brave enough, don't they, to do it? What can we do in this situation?
You could stand up for yourself and you could be like, this is my house and it's not your house, so you don't have to put an opinion on it.
You could just ignore them.
And if you feel really upset, you can tell a responsible adult.
Tell a responsible adult. What sort of people would you tell?
Like your mum or dad or your teacher.
Is there anything in place to get comments like that removed?
Can't you, like, block them?
You can block people. Mm. You can talk to a responsible adult. You can ignore it. You can stand up for yourself. There are lots of things that we can do, but the one thing we must never do is let it grow. Let people who post those mean comments get us down, because they are doing that for a reason. And as we've established, there are quite a lot of reasons they can be jealous, and it's not what we're looking for in terms of creating a respectful relationship online with others.
It's the St. Oswald's Podcast, St. Podswald's, for Safer Internet Day 2022.